Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name. That's above every other name. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. And we continue to persist in such a time as this, according to God's plan, God's purpose, and His destiny and His design. Now, again, welcome to 2020. Welcome to a year of tremendous change, a year of tremendous upheaval, a year of tremendous signs and wonders, if you would. Definitely signs in the skies. My gosh, we're seeing... I don't know if you guys saw this, but the last 20 on 20 that we did, same time that this was going on, people were seeing what looked like either angels or Jesus in the clouds. Just, you know, I mean, unusual manifestations, noteworthy manifestations, things that people would want to be able to make record of, things that people want to take a picture of, things that people want to communicate to somebody else. You know, these aren't normal occurrences. This is not everyday life. This is not the way that things once were or the way that things ever will be again. We're in a tremendous time of transition. And in the time of transition, we've seen a lot of things being revealed. As light has been increasingly coming in, we're seeing globally the understanding of the of what's been here all along, the evil system that's been under the surface. We're now getting that fuller understanding of just how evil and how horrible and how demonic and satanic that system is. You know, whether it's the sex trafficking taking place all around the world, or the organ harvesting, you know, in some countries, state-sponsored, like in China, organ harvesting and organ trafficking, because these are massive businesses built on the suffering of others, of the weak and the vulnerable in our societies and those among us. So we're seeing the greater understanding of, like, the slavery on the Thai fishing boats, if you don't know about that, people that try to cross borders illegally, they grab them, stick them on these fishing ships. They give them the choice: you go to jail or you get on the ship. They go on these boats, and once they get on this boat, they're stuck at sea. And they just get passed from boat to boat. They never come back in. And they're just stuck there working 16, 18-hour days on these ships in horrible conditions. And some of them jump overboard and commit suicide. Other ones get killed in front of the other prisoners send a message to the rest of them to stay in line. And it's horrible. And just another way where the power dynamics are used by those that have to enslave and to entrap the vulnerable among us. And without effective systems of law, without effective systems of justice, without a transparency, you know, all people know is they get their fish in a can is 10 cents cheaper because they don't have to pay the labor cost, right? And so, yeah, that transparency that's necessary for people to know what's going on, that is also becoming more readily available. Now, there's people that don't want to see that implemented, but the potential is there. The tools are there. The cost of doing it has gotten to the point where it can be done, even by the simplest and by the most basic tools. You can get information now anywhere in the world, at any time in the world, to anyone in the world. So that's all coming and being manifest. So, the possibilities of what can happen are tremendous. At the same time, it's still the condition of the human heart. And will people repent and get right when their sin is revealed, when the condition of their society is made known? You've got a great example of this with Jonah going to Nineveh. You've got a great example of this. God sets it up. And this time we've got the wave of light coming through, and that time, you know, you had Jonah being sent. God orchestrated the circumstance for Jonah, his prophet, to go in and to reveal what was going on. He didn't necessarily want to do it, came around to it. Jonah in the belly of the fish, that whole thing. Okay, in that whole process, what did the people of Nineveh do when Jonah came in and said, look, repent, or if not, 40 days from now the city's going to be destroyed. They didn't wait 40 days. The second that they realized what was actually going on, and their true condition of their city, they repented in sackcloth and ashes. So, sackcloth and ashes. that's humility. You know, that's, you got the great men of that city turning around, throwing themselves before God on their face, taking off all of their fancy garb and their posturing, their fancy food, all of that stuff. They just put it to the side because they realized the gravity of what was going on. They realized the seriousness of what it was and the consequences to their soul of what they were in, around, and part of. And they repented. As a city, they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And God spared that city. God spared that city. Now, Jonah wasn't too happy about it. Part of it could have been his own backstory, which was Nineveh did a lot of, historically, I believe it was the Assyrians, but they were pretty brutal when it came to the people of Israel, and some of the things that they did to some of the cities that they conquered, they did some pretty horrendous acts against Jonah's people. So when Jonah was being instructed to go and to tell them to repent, he was being sent to, now if they don't repent and they're going to be destroyed, well, here we go, eye for an eye, right? Tooth for a tooth. I'm going to see these guys get what's coming to them for what they did to my people. You know, that wanting to see that pound of flesh, wanting to see that bloodlust fulfilled, that, you know, they're going to get their payback. James Brown song, payback. You know, revenge. So Jonah, newsflash, Jonah, and as all God's prophets and truth speakers and people, they're people with emotions, with feelings, with, they're going through their own dynamic and their own experience as well in doing the work of God. You know, newsflash, just because God calls somebody doesn't mean they become perfect on that day, or they get everything figured out on that day, where they don't have to go through their own process in doing the will of God. Hello. Yes. I don't know where, somewhere along the way, and maybe this is just the church programming, but the second that people get some title or they try to come out, and now they're trying to, you know, they're trying to be something they're not. You know, we've got to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. Jonah had to work through, you know, he had to start seeing things from God's perspective, not his own human vengeful, because he wanted to see vengeance. That's the, you know, that's quite possibly a big part of the reason why he went the other direction. He didn't want to give that message because he didn't want to see them repent, because he knew when they repented that God would spare the city, and he didn't want to see that city spared. From where he was coming from, in himself. But where God was coming from was a place of his love, his mercy, his compassion, and his will, and his ultimate plan and purpose. Which, if we can allow God to direct and to unfold things in our own eyes, to see things from his perspective, you'll get a lot more peace, and you'll come to an end of yourself, because you'll drop these personal agendas. We're kingdom people. Kingdom people. You know, that is our allegiance. That is our loyalty. That is our destiny. That's our design. You're a kingdom person. So God quickened Jonah to do his work. Jonah went through his own process. He eventually got around to doing it. City spared, and you know, it's amazing. Now, what will we do as a society? Now we've come through a time of tremendous exposure, revelation, understanding of the ways and the means and the methods of the enemy. Are we seeing people getting on their face and repenting, coming before God, saying, oh my gosh, Lord God, we are undone. As a people, we are undone. We need to, Lord, we repent, and we ask that you would forgive us as individuals, as families, as organizations, as cities, as states, as nations. Forgive us, Father, for going that way, for going the way of the enemy, going the way of the devil, and for all the wickedness that's come as a result of that. And we turn our backs on the enemy and the works of the devil, and we seek your way, your will, your plan, your purpose, your methods, your strategies, your ideas, the thought processes that come from you. Father, forgive us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Is that the prayer that comes out? Or do we do what the world does, which is to try to block that light, try to shut up that voice? Here's what the worlders do. Alright, another context. Jonah comes into the city, tells them to start to repent, get right with God, because of the wickedness of the city, and God's going to destroy this place. What the worlders do where there's no repentance? They kill Jonah. Or they toss him in jail, someplace where his voice can't be heard. Listen, this is common, normal stuff for the way the world works. They stick him somewhere where that voice can't reach anybody. And subsequently, 40 days later, the city gets destroyed. Because they ignore the warning, they ignore the voice of God, they miss their chance, they miss their opportunity, and in the end, destruction comes upon them. You want to see that played out? Well, look at Jesus. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you knew what made for peace, but now is kept from you. What was Jesus' warning? He said, look, there's going to be a time with this temple here that not one stone is going to be left upon another. I mean, the writings of Josephus and of the destruction of Jerusalem and the siege that took place. Jesus warned them. He said, look, when you see this whole thing getting set up, get out of Jerusalem. Don't stick around. Those that were stuck in that city when the siege happened, it was one of the most horrendous sieges recorded in history. Of the level of despair that took place and the desperation for any kind of food. And yeah, cannibalism took place, all kinds of crazy things took place before the fall of that city. And the very words that Jesus spoke too, about not one stone being left on another. Well, what happened was the fires, it burned hot, and the gold in the temple melted, and it went down between the rocks in the temple. So what happened was, when the soldiers came in and they saw that, in order to get at the gold, they literally took and pulled apart stone by stone those rocks to get to the gold that had gone in between. The very down to the letter word that Christ had said was going to happen, happened. In your natural mind, you would look at that and you'd be like, who would do this? Who would take the time and the energy and the effort to destroy this temple where not one stone's left on another? And yet, that's what happened to the T. The words of Christ Jesus will happen all the way. Not one jot or tittle is going to be left unfinished. Everything is going to happen the way that God has said. But where do we land in that regard? Where are we in that sequence? Where are we found? Are we found doing the works of God? Are we found as good stewards? Are we found as good servants, watching and waiting, looking for the arrival of our master? Or are we the wicked and lazy servants? Or those that create in their own mind a form of godliness but denies the power thereof, and they follow that, and at the end they're very surprised when Jesus says, I don't know you, never had a relationship with you, never consummated with you. So this is a good time right now for the people around the world to repent, to get right, to call things for what they are. It's serious. It's serious. It's not a game. And while people are, you know, chasing the rabbit around the field, while people are trying to amass wealth and trying to get a career and trying to get prominence, trying to get likes, whatever it may be, you could very easily turn around tomorrow and everything's wiped out if you're still alive. Very easily. In the day and the age that we live in right now, oh my gosh. Listen, the fortunes of nations can change in a second. The fortunes of companies can change in a moment. You know, I was reading the other day about Boeing Airlines. Here's a company you would think would never have a problem. A year ago. Now, after two plane crashes, they're asking for $10 billion in loans. Because a bunch of their planes have been grounded. They can't fly. It's very expensive. Bleeding cash. Hemorrhaging cash. Stock dropping. It's. So, a company. You might think it's the biggest, strongest company. Very easily things can change. For good or for bad. Listen, don't put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in the institutions of man. Don't put your trust in the ways of man, the networks of man. You put your trust and your hope in the living God. You repent, make sure that you are on the right track with Him, seek His face, and allow Him to direct your consciousness and your waking hours during the window of time that you're here in this life. You trust Him, and you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God's going to take care of what's important to you. You take care of what's important to God, God's going to take care of what's important to you. So, you got to understand that, you know, this whole thing, it happens on His terms, not ours. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. The needs that you have, God will take care of them. He knows you got needs. Put them before Him. But you say, all right, Lord, but I'm showing up for duty. Today, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. What? You lead me, You guide me, You show me. Whatever You ask, so let it be in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. Keep on keeping on. This is good times for the people of God. So persist. And go forward. We're the overcomers. All right, we win. God bless you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.